Would you bow your heads, please? Say, Father, give me ears to hear.
Father, give me ears to hear.
A spirit to perceive.
A spirit to perceive.
What your spirit is speaking to me today.
What your spirit is speaking to me today.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I pray. This week has had its own little ups and downs, like many of you. And there are times that we have great needs. We don't always understand what God is doing or what He's up to. And there was a press in my heart to listen to a friend of mine that happened to be on the program. Oh, the Jewish guy, can never think of his name. That's Incredible or whatever.
That's Supernatural.
Huh?
Yeah, that's Sid Roth.
Sid Roth, right. So I listened to him, and this gentleman that was on there, I've known since the early 90s. And his name is not important. What is important is the gift of who he is. His name is Larry Randolph, but if you ever listen to Larry, Larry comes from a very odd background, if you wish, but he has a heart for the Lord and a great deal of revelation that the Lord has given him over the years. Well, the Lord reminded me through him about the heart-to-heart that he formed and that he works to coordinate us from what we were to what we need to become. But he made a comment about who we are in this flesh is not necessarily what we will be for eternity, even though the flesh will be transformed, which is what we spoke about last week. The transformation, the coordinates that are being put into place, where God is going to literally adjust his creation and bring it back to its original glory plus the eternal glory that Jesus already provided. But he made a comment about we're so focused on our flesh, and yet the flesh itself deteriorates. But there's one part of you that does not deteriorate. Anybody know what that is?
Spirit.
Which is really your heart. Your spirit actually accelerates as you grow and mature in the gifts of the Spirit. And in that growth process, you become different. As you are aware of your eternal reality versus just your natural being. Your natural being is heading for the grave and resurrection unless he comes and transforms you and I through a radical transformation that he's going to produce. But until then, we still have people dying around us. Amen? But when you die, the piece of you that goes into eternity is really your heart, your inner man, your personality. Those will never be lost. And those that you carry in you, in your heart, will go with you. I guess we'll pick on your husband, all right. Chuck, for those of you who may not remember, had a dream in 1992 that gave instructions for us to move into this building in 2007. Now you say, how can that be? Well, with God, nothing is impossible.
Amen.
But Chuck's love for the Lord was extremely outstanding, even though he had a challenged body. And he struggled. He struggled because of a lot of tests that went on in his body. And those tests were not comfortable. They were uncomfortable. He didn't like it. And he shared some of that with me, but I tried to my best to remind him that that which is eternal was growing. In spite of the outside of us deteriorating. But again, we sometimes think that that's all going to be formed by accident. But I've got news for you. It's going to be formed through trials and tribulations of many kinds. James chapter 1. Those trials and those difficulties, even with your kitty cat, I mean, those things hurt.
Oh, excruciating.
Yeah. And we cry with those little animals.
Yeah.
When your heart is being formed, even the beginning of that heart in your mother's womb can go through trauma. Because mom may not have it easy during that pregnancy. In my experience, I didn't know about having wounds inside my heart before I was born. But there was an impact in my life that took place during a healing service many years ago. And I've shared this with you before, but the Lord was on the job to set me free from that traumatic experience. And when he visited with me, he let me re-experience what I went through inside of a dark place. That's not something that I broadcast with joy. Because I'll be honest with you, when the Holy Spirit said, "Will you forgive those who rejected you?" Guess what my answer was?
No.
You're right.
I know.
Absolutely.
About that.
No. Didn't want to. Why? Because I wanted them to pay a price. But then, how the Holy Spirit is kind of cajoling me, trying to turn me around, saying, but there were circumstances in their lives, and you need to keep that into consideration. And when I heard some of that, the press was to make the choice to forgive. And when I did, the darkness exploded with a spark of light. That spark of light came in me, and it exploded something within me, because that darkness was actually binding me, hurting me, and it was not wanting my heart to grow. Say, darkness has a purpose.
Darkness has a purpose.
But it's limited.
Limited.
But when light comes in,
light comes in,
the spirit of light,
spirit of light,
explodes the darkness,
explodes the darkness,
and it cannot stop it.
Cannot stop it.
It's like when the sunshine comes out in the morning. Can the darkness hold on?
Nope. Nope.
It has to submit. It has no choice. Because the power of light is so much farther and greater than the power of darkness. And that's why the Lord says, I am the light of the world. I'm the way and the truth. And we still discourage sometimes our inner man. We go back to the emotions and we try to let the emotions, let's say, survive. But God's Holy Spirit is tenacious. He's able to make you see things about yourself that you've never seen. And the ultimate purpose is to form that heart of love that has an ability to transform your future.
Amen.
And you will not lose it in this earth. It will not go in the ground. Some people, when they lose someone, have to go back to the cemetery. Why? Can't let it go. What else? Even though that it's, they can't let it go, there's something else involved.
Maybe they need to forgive that person.
They might need to forgive. What else?
Sadness. You missed the person.
Sadness and they're, right, missing someone else. What else? What would press you to go back to the cemetery? Huh? Can't hear you. Connected. Okay. To what?
The heart.
No. Because the heart's not there.
The person, the body, the look.
The body.
Yeah.
And the memory of the flesh. Okay? Why are you compelled to go back there? Or why are some, because not everybody has that. But why are some insisting to go back and they actually live almost daily to go back there? What's the what's the reason? What's the purpose?
They want that flesh back.
They want the flesh back. What else?
Feel like they can't survive without it.
Okay. So where's their focus?
That's the only relationship they have.
That's the only relationship they have.
Wow.
It was all flesh. It wasn't spirit.
Wow.
They may have lived with someone for their entire lives, 40, 50 years, and they only knew their flesh. They never knew the spirit within. Sometimes it's a one-way love affair. But other times it's a spiritual love affair. And in order to have that spiritual love affair, you need the spark of the Holy Spirit to be inside of them and inside of you to make it an eternal connection which will last for eternity. Mm-hmm. I remember when my dad went home to be with the Lord and I went to the cemetery and the Lord said, "What are you doing here?" And all that came out of my eyes and out of my mind was, I feel sorry for myself and I'm lonely. And he said, go home. You can visit with him in the spirit every time you go to that communion table. Why?
Because connect with spirit there.
Aha. That's where the power is. We become flesh of his flesh and bone of his bone. We are eternal beings living in an experience in the earth. And the unknown is sometimes fearful. We dramatize because the emotions have been accustomed to ruling. And the Holy Spirit is saying, when are you going to let me rule? When are you going to let me run this earth suit? When will your soul back off and your spirit rise above? Amen. You see, my goal is to give you an awareness of your spirit being to a greater degree than you've known. I'm pushing buttons to make you see yourself so that you can see the eternal part and of its value. The real me is my heart. The real me is my spirit. And it will grow in intensity with the power of love that now has come to life by the impregnation of the Father. Amen. That's what it means to be born again. You are no longer just an earthly being. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You are now a spirit being experiencing eternal life now. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm going to tell you a secret right now. I just spoke those words and maybe 20% of you were able to receive it, so close your eyes for a moment. Say, Father,
let
this truth that I am an eternal being, and I'm living in eternity now, and let this truth manifest in me of how important eternity is now. Because I can live in it today. It's not down the road when this body is dead. It's today. Living eternity now. And the corporate Christ, the corporate Jesus, is formed when I connect of those of the same kind. That's what's different about church. Real church. Suffering for the sake of our Savior is not a popular subject. But in Matthew chapter 5, verse 11, it says, blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. So that's our Savior speaking. He is really saying, you're blessed when people are PO'd at you and want you dead. They persecute you falsely and say all kinds of evil things against you because of Christ within you. Tell me if that's not a taste of eternity. How many have had a few insults this past month?
Many, many.
Put your hand up if you've had some. Way up. Look around. Because you see, if they're insulting you, it's because they can't stand Christ in you. If that's not a verification of who he is in you, then what is? He warned you. He warned me. You're going to get insulted.
Yep.
They can't stand that love flow. They can't stand that light that's in you. Matthew 10:22. Matthew 10:22 is being experienced in Iraq right now, in Syria, in Israel. All men will hate you because of me, but he who stands firm to the end will be saved. This week was the first time in my life that I've ever heard different announcements about the Christians being slaughtered on different networks. That's the first time. Christ is coming alive in his church, and the ungodly cannot stand it. Everybody's worried about the Antichrist. I'll tell you, the Antichrist can be in your neighbor. Can be in one of your relatives. Can also be in the Muslim extremists. And I'm not politically correct here. I may not say all the right things, but I do know this. That Antichrist spirit wants to crucify the believers. And they're doing it.
I was getting that out of the movie. The Lord was having me focus. He's saying, see, same thing happened back under the Roman rule.
Yeah.
It's happening now.
Happening now.
Absolutely the same thing.
Not a different spirit.
Nope.
Same thing. Matthew 10:39. Whoever finds his life will lose it. And whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. Ouch. When you are going through a test and a difficulty, and if you are putting the blanket over your head, which is what most of us try to do because we think it's going to go away. Mm-hmm. Love will make holes in your blanket. Those of you who have surrounded your heart with protective material, not letting anybody in, love will be the fire to burn it down.
Amen.
Love will manifest through you for eternity. But while you're here on earth, eternity's love in you will touch others. And it may be the only radiation of the Anointed One that they can ever see or taste. You are the reflection of God coming into their hearts and exposing their darkness and their hopelessness.
Walking in love is the best thing there is in this world.
But it will bring persecution.
Yes, it will. But
bring it.
What I've been through, I kept telling Jesus in the Holy Spirit, don't stop.
Amen.
And
let him finish. Let him do it all.
The peace is so beautiful. I love the whole world.
Amen. Amen. He loved the whole world because he let his son be crucified.
Yep.
And it's so beautiful.
Amen. I got one more scripture for you. Matthew 19:29. And everyone who has left houses or brothers or sisters or fathers or mothers or children or fields for my sake will receive 100 times as much.
Amen.
And will inherit eternal life.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
So you're paying a price. The rejection is real. You may have to give up some stuff. But eternity is now going forward. It starts when you recognize that you are an eternal being living now, going forward. Close your eyes and put your hand over your heart. Say, my heart is eternal.
My heart is eternal.
Because of Christ within me.
Because of Christ within me.
Let me be radiating.
Let me be radiating.
The love
that he's poured into
me, into those that are broken, releasing peace to those that are anxious, releasing joy to those that are weeping,
releasing love
that those have been rejected. I trust you, Lord, that eternity's in process. Working through me, to take the hurting, and set them free.
And set them free.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen.